Now, all year long, you might be able to avoid talking with former friends from high school or extended family relatives, but the holiday season has a way of forcing some social interactions on us, online or in person. If you're bracing yourself for some difference of opinion this holiday season, there are some things you can think about in advance to make it less disruptive and more friendly to yourself. Ryan Martin is a professor of psychology at UW Green Bay. He writes about anger and emotion at alltheragescience.com. His book, due out next month, is called Why We Get Mad, How to Use Your Anger for Positive Change. Ryan, welcome back to Central Time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Well, what kind of conflict are we talking about here between family and friends, say, over the holidays?
I mean, I think a lot of people point to politics as being a pretty common one. I suspect this year the hot topic will be the pandemic and how people are handling it. But it doesn't have to be things like that. I mean, a lot of times it's personal. It ends up being about careers or about relationships and how people are doing in that way. And so there are all these sort of hot button issues, some that we all share, but some that are more personal that tend to bring about conflict around the holidays.
And you wrote in a piece online that we don't just have to dread it and fear the worst. There are things we can do to prepare ourselves for that situation. How do we start?
Yeah, I think one of the first pieces of advice I would have for people is to plan ahead. And it is, you probably know what those hot button issues might be. And you probably know, even let's say you're getting together with family, you probably know which family member, which friend is it might instigate that or initiate that conflict. So, you know, you can prepare ahead of time for how you handle it when it comes up. You can decide. And one of the things I encourage people to do is to decide what their goals are. Do you want to get into it? Do you want to have an argument? Do you want to stay away from that? If you do want to have that discussion, decide why and what you're hoping to get out of it. Being prepared for that can give you a sense of what to do next.
Now, suppose we don't want to have that discussion. How do we, in a polite way, shut it down so it doesn't ruin everybody else's good time?
Yeah, you know, I actually encourage people to practice saying a couple of statements in advance and get used to saying things like, you know, I don't really want to talk about this right now. Or, you know what, let's change the topic. I'd rather talk about something different. I think that being able to do that, I mean, truthfully, I think relatively few people will hear those words and then continue to talk about it and continue to push you. If they do, then you can, again, sort of be a little bit more stern the second time and say, you know, I already said I really don't want to talk about that. And being able to do that and be being prepared for it can really go a long way to kind of keeping away from those hot button topics.
Well, let me run one practice way of doing that by you. Tell me if I'm getting it right. We're in that situation. The person makes a statement and I say, you know what? You're totally wrong. But let's not talk about that now.
Yeah, that's not really fair, is it? Right? Because you've essentially laid your opinion out there, or at least started to lay your opinion out there for them, and then said you don't want to talk about it, which is sort of another way of saying I want to tell you how I feel, but I don't want to hear what you feel. And so I would discourage that. I would encourage you to just stick with the I'd rather not talk about it.
Talking to Ryan Martin, professor of psychology at UW Green Bay, author of the forthcoming book Why We Get Mad, talking about how to avoid uncomfortable arguments over the holidays, whether we're meeting in person, meeting online, meeting on social media. And let's talk about that. You know, not most of us, I think, are not going to have that big family gathering. We probably ought not to. How about if we're having that family Zoom or whatever online platform we're using? Any special advice there?
You know, it actually in some ways offers even more of an opportunity to kind of ignore, you know, those because those are large group conversations. If you'd rather not get into that, you can actually it's relatively easy to sort of avoid some of those individual conversations. Even say, you know what, I'm going to step out of the or put in the chat, I'm going to step out of the room for this. I'd rather not talk about this. I'll be back in a little bit or something like that. If, you know, you're kind of giving people the opportunity to get it out of their system and talk about what they want to talk about without you there. And then hopefully when you come back, they'll be respectful enough to change topics.
And another platform we often meet on, and this can be any time of year, is on social media, I guess often anti-social media, the way it works out in times of conflict. how can we either avoid that conflict, diffuse that conflict, or maybe if we see two opposing factions, splinter groups of our own families, are there ways to smooth the waters?
You know, I this is a place where I really, really think it's important to think about your goals as you get into or engage in those kinds of discussions. You know, I will admit my personal experience is that very rarely have I actually seen anyone have those arguments and come to any kind of resolution, have someone, you know, change their minds, anything like that. So think about why you're engaging in the conversation in the first place. Sometimes you're not really arguing with, or people tell me this at least, that they don't really feel like they're arguing with the person they're arguing with so much as they're trying to present a case to all the lurkers, right? All the people who are watching. And if that's your goal, then be thinking about that. Be thinking about how you're trying to sway people reading along. You know, I think if the goal is really to convince this other person to change their mind, it might be futile. You have to think about how realistic that is.
Okay, now suppose you mentioned that, you know, shutting down a conversation, hey, we want to have a good time. We don't want to hijack the conversation by arguing with each other and shutting everybody else up. But suppose we do want to engage in that and say, hey, let's talk after the online meeting, or hey, let's set up breakout rooms, I guess, whatever people want to do. How can we have that conversation with a loved one, somebody we have history with, in a productive way? You know, we're not going to change each other's minds, but we don't want to come out of this, you know, disgruntled at each other forever.
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked, because I think it's totally fair to want to have those conversations. The last thing I'd want to present people with is this idea that we have to avoid tough conversations. Far from it. It's totally fine to want to have tough conversations. I think a couple things I'd say. One is to really stay on topic. There's a tendency, I think, sometimes to kind of try and score points when things become a little more heated. And I think those that's not a good approach. I think a lot of times try and stay on the thing you're talking about. Try not to make generalizing statements like, well, that's the problem with people like you, or things like that. I think just staying on topic is important. The other advice I'd have is to listen, and listen with the intent to understand, not just because you want to try and respond or wait for your opportunity to speak next, but really to listen to understand their perspective and their point of view.
Now, you talk a lot about anger in this situation. What do you suggest we do to self-monitor, to make sure our anger isn't rising consciously or unconsciously, and kind of hijacking our goals that we might have come in with for that conversation?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one is really attend to it, really pay attention to and note when you're getting angry, and be okay saying, oh, I'm starting to get frustrated right now. I think that sort of honesty can go a long way to helping manage a conversation. I also think it's totally okay to take breaks if you need them. If you are in the middle of a tough conversation and you want to have it, but you also feel like, you know, it's not going to be productive right now because I'm so angry or because you're so angry. It's okay to say, you know what, we should hold off for a little bit. Maybe we can regroup and talk about this later.
Flip it around. What if we're feeling like, yeah, I'm doing okay with this conversation, but the other person seems to be getting angry? What is a kind way to bring that up? There are mean ways I could think of to point it out. Is there a productive way to say, hey, you know what, maybe we should cool this off?
Yeah, I really like kind of the when this happened, I felt statements. So, you know, when you said this, I felt hurt, or I felt angry, or something like that. I think that we have a tendency to say things like, it made me mad when you did this. And when you do that, you're putting the responsibility on them. You're saying, well, you did this thing and it made me feel this way, instead of taking a little bit more ownership of that and saying, when this happened, this is how I felt. I think that can be a way of communicating that in a less direct, maybe less aggressive way.
And one last scenario here. Maybe I know I'm not the one who gets in the argument, but I know every time Uncle Dean and Aunt Natalie, they're going to get into it. How can I set ground rules maybe for that online gathering to, you know, keep things civil?
Yeah, you know, if you're anticipating that, and let's say it's a situation where it's really important to you that they don't kind of have that argument and ruin things, I don't think there's anything wrong with, now, this is obviously contextual, right? It depends on who the people are, but I don't think there's anything wrong with communicating that to them ahead of time and saying, you know what, I know you two don't agree on X, Y, or Z. We really want to have a peaceful night. There's been a lot of conflict lately. We want a peaceful night. And so could we try and keep that to a minimum at this event or not at all? Get it out of your system someplace else and so on and so on and that sort of thing.
Ryan, thanks for all the advice and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Ryan Martin is a professor of psychology at UW Green Bay. He writes about anger and emotion at alltheragescience.com, and he's got a book out next month, Why We Get Mad, How to Use Your Anger for Positive Change.